Suspended Michigan State coach Mel Tucker denies sexual harassment allegation. By Warner Todd Houston on September 13, 2023. Michigan State head coach Mel Tucker, who was suspended pending an investigation into sexual harassment, has issued a public letter defending himself and saying that anti-rape activist Brenda Tracy was a willing participant in the sexual content of their phone call. Tucker was accused of masturbating and saying inappropriate things on the phone call with Tracy, and she has alleged sexual harassment. Tracy filed her complaint in December, triggering a Title IX investigation into the April 26, 2022, phone conversation. Tracy delivered a tearful interview to investigators, saying she could hear Tucker masturbating, including every stroke. She could hear the noise of some kind of lubrication being used. Tracy said it was so loud and gross. She could hear Tucker moaning and groaning. Tracy kind of froze in the moment at first. The woman also claimed that the masturbation over the phone triggered her feelings of terror from a sexual assault she suffered years ago. But with a letter through his attorney, Tucker is strongly denying there was any harassment at all. Brenda Tracy's allegations of harassment are completely false, Tucker wrote, according to Yahoo Sports. The proceedings initiated by Ms. Tracy are devoid of any semblance of fairness for any matter of this importance, and the university's hearing scheduled for October 5th to 6th is so flawed that there is no other opportunity for the truth to come out. Tucker's statement comes on the heels of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's criticism of the university for being slow to suspend Tracy over the incident. Whitmer claims she was shocked and disappointed and added, "I want answers. We deserve to know when the university knew about these allegations and why they made the decisions they did. We need to ensure that one of our state's flagship universities, one that carries so much weight around the world, is learning from the past and not recreating it," Whitmer exclaimed. But Tracy blasted back at the critics and said no harassment took place because he and Tracy had a mutual friendship that grew into an intimate, adult relationship. "While I am saddened by Ms. Tracy's disclosure of the sensitive nature of this call, let me be perfectly clear, it was an entirely mutual private event between two adults living at opposite ends of the country," Tucker said in his public letter. "She initiated the discussion that night, sent me a provocative picture of the two of us together, suggested what she may look like without clothes, and never once during the 36 minutes did she object in any manner, much less hang up the phone." Tucker added that he and Tracy had many similar calls. "Ms. Tracy and I engaged in dozens of calls throughout fall 2021 and winter 2022, many of which she initiated and which occurred late at night," Tucker said in his letter. "Ms. Tracy encouraged our personal relationship by inviting and accepting gifts from me." Tucker is a coach with a winning record and is one of the highest paid coaches in college football, with a $95 million contract turned after he took the Spartans to win the Peach Bowl in 2021. He will sacrifice the remaining $77 million on his contract if he is fired with cause. Tucker also blasted the Title IX investigation and claimed its primary purpose was to fire him to save the university a lot of cash. "The investigation has not been fair or unbiased," Tucker said. "I can only conclude that there is an ulterior motive designed to terminate my contract based on some other factor such as a desire to avoid Larry Nassar taint, or my race or gender." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.